What's going on with you? Hi, Alex.
I think the internet troubles adds to the show.
You think so?
I do.
That's the fourth co-host?
Yeah.
If you say so.
The show is a love letter to internet trouble.
Gorgeous. This show is a love letter. Gorgeous. You know what I want to be sponsored by now?
Mm.
Gravestone Pizza. Tombstone Pizza. Tombstone Pizza.
Pizza.
Tombstone. It's so good. It's so bready and cheesy in the way that, like, you can't get that flavor anywhere besides Tombstone.
What about, is that the same as, does that have the same vibe as Red Baron? Because I like Red Baron pizza.
What's Red, could you describe it?
There's a tang to it. There's a specific, like, it's an oven pizza that you put in the oven.
Yeah, I know.
Taken out of the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Refrigerator. You have to defrost it first?
Well, a cold thing. I don't know. I haven't made pizza since college. I made French bread pizza. I was a big French bread fan.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Whoa, save all this pizza banter for the show.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay, we'll save it. We'll save it. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this incredible recording we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming.
It's for common?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having a beefy internet.
I have beefy internet.
Oh, yeah. Prove it.
I will. Over the course of this recording, you will only hear parts of what I'm saying.
Let's see how many seasons of History Channel's weightlifting block.
What?
You can download before the episode.
Oh, yeah. Download. Yeah. Like Kazam. Kazow. Kevud. Cow. Carrot. What is that? What was the music streaming? Kazam?
Kazaa was.
Okay, so let's just get through some ground rules, okay? So here we go. Basically, you understand the chat function. So that's what you're going to use to talk. And if you say something really nasty, we're going to, you know, unmute you, ask you to repeat it on the podcast. Because as you know, this is an audio format. All right. So anytime you do funny stuff visually, really gets lost. We appreciate so much you being here. And what?
There's a little hiccup from your BT internet.
Okay. I might have to call in, but
it's good. It's good right now.
Okay. So then the other thing is, you have the chance to win a custom magnet, of course, right? If you win a game, you get a custom magnet. Pretty exciting stuff. You'll get to know the game before you start playing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Pretty cool. It is a family friendly podcast. So if you want to say something disgusting, save it for your journal. All right. And I think that's and if you'd like to submit a game, you can always submit a game at drgameshow@gmail.com. Did I get all the basic
Yeah, logistics? And your favorite pizza is Gravestone Pizza.
No, it's Tombstone Pizza. I made a mistake, okay? I said Gravestone, I meant to say Tombstone, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's about it. I'll get started with the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
A one, two, three, four.
Welcome to Dr. Game Show. This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with our guests on Zoom. Our guests are people on Zoom. So it's very exciting. You'll get to know them over the course of the episode, and they will all have a chance to win custom magnets. If you're new to the podcast, magnets are...
Wait,
custom.
All the stuff you said before wasn't it?
Well, that's just for the... Why would people listening to the podcast have to know that stuff?
The stuff that we said before I counted off?
Yeah, what were you counting off?
The start of the start of the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting.
But you're repeating the stuff you said before I counted off.
Did I say this stuff already?
Yeah.
Oh, no. God. Okay. All right.
All right. From the top.
Wait, wait.
What?
What am I saying after that?
Like, just the start of the show. Like.
Okay. Okay.
But you don't have to do the ground rules because we already went over that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Welcome to Dr. Game Show.
Yay.
Let's begin. Okay, so you know what to do. Okay, so Dr. Game Show, Manola, do you have the theme song?
No.
Sorry, Manolo's falling off of a hill. But if anybody, if anybody could sing the theme song, does anyone know the theme song? Has it? Okay, looks like Brian, where are you? Brian.
Cambridge, hello. Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. And Brian.
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah.
What are you
thinking?
What did you need?
What are you thinking?
Oh, the themes. You want me to play the theme song?
Sure. Yeah.
Ring, ring on the telephone. Manolo and Firestone.
It's Manolo and Firestone.
They want to know if we want to play.
I want to know.
We're not home. But they need to know. Their Dr. Game Show. On your radio.
Yeah.
Wow, Brian, that was a really incredible interpretation of the song. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Okay, and I know Hannah in Vancouver. Is that Canada?
Sure is.
Okay, Hannah, you had a recorder. Is that right?
Yeah, and I learned the theme song this morning on recorder. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I got this for Christmas, so I'm still pretty new.
Seems everybody like somebody really liked you.
Mm-hmm. People are excited about recorder. It's a great instrument. It makes my cat mad, so apologies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yelling in the background, he hates it.
Cat?
You loved it. That's what matters.
Yeah, wow. Thank you so much,
wonderful.
Hannah. That meant a lot. That really meant a lot.
Yeah,
thank you.
It took me hours.
Sure.
That was very nice.
Wow. Thank you, Hannah. Okay. Incredible start. Wow. Now we're in business. Okay. So, Manolo, do you want to just check in, see how you're doing before, just so I know what's going on with you before we start playing these games?
I'm perfectly fine. All that pizza talk before the show made me hungry, but I'll try to not eat during the show.
Do you have food with you?
No, I would say that I would just leave and get a sandwich.
Before you all came on, we were talking about oven pizza, frozen pizza that you put in the oven. And I was just commenting on the fact that I think we should get sponsored by Tombstone. I don't know if it's going to happen, but if anybody's had that food, it's a really good food.
Can you visu a pizza slice? Is that what it's called, visu?
Oh, sous vide?
Sous vide.
Yeah, I guess we could put it in a plastic bag and steamed it. Yeah, I guess that could happen. Yeah. Do you have a sous vide now?
No. Should I get one?
No. You don't need to put your meat in a bag. I don't want you to do that, okay?
I think I could just throw it on the rollers.
Yes, throw it on the rollers. Yummy, yummy.
Cylindrical lines on a steak.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that's a special thing. It's a special thing for sure. I was, you know, I think that, you know, the closer you can get your life to 7-Eleven store, the better you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, listen, so...
What's up with you?
Well...
Should I check in with you or...
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with you, Joe?
Well, I gotta tell you something.
What is it?
I got a 40-pack of Ring Pops.
That's a lot of children.
What?
Don't you give Ring Pops to children? I don't know.
Okay, listen. All right. So then, so I got a 40-pack of Ring Pops. So I'm just thinking about if I put a Ring Pop on each of my 10 fingers, okay, mm-hmm. and just kind of, you know, constantly sucking, you know what I mean, on each of the 10 fingers. How long do you think it could take me to get rid of all 10?
45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
You must think I got a lot of spit, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking, yeah, so I guess 45, if I have 40 Ring Pops, 45 minutes times 4, what's that? 160, 180, 180 minutes. So 3 hours you think I could down all these Ring Pops?
No, 45 minutes.
No, but I have 40.
Yeah, I was factoring that in.
Don't you think I could get rid of all 40 Ring Pops in 45 minutes?
Yeah, you strike
me
as
hold on a second. I got to talk to somebody about this. Let's see. Who looks like they'd be eating Ring Pops? Oh, yeah. Okay, Mason in Indianapolis. Okay, Mason, you look like you're a Ring Pop eater. How fast you could eat a Ring Pop?
I'd say I could finish one in 2 minutes at least.
Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you anymore. 2 minutes. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. 2 minutes.
There was a History Channel episode about that.
Let me see. I want to see. Let's see. Chuck in San Antonio. You seem to have a younger person with you.
Yeah, is that correct? This is Lucy in San Antonio, and she's a candy.
Hi, Lucy.
Okay, Lucy. Ooh. Lucy, you've eaten a Ring Pop before?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how long did it take you?
Don't remember. I usually just crunch them.
Yeah.
You are crunching them. What if you bite your finger off?
That's why you have 10.
Okay. All right. So you think, how long do you think it would take you to crunch down a Ring Pop?
Usually a minute.
A minute? See? What are y'all talking about? Get out of here, Lucy. See? I can't believe this. A minute, 2 minutes. Like you all are like dinosaurs or some kind of thing with like birds. I can't handle this kind of.
Everyone's just on Team Manolo.
There's just a lot of ego in here, okay? Thinking, oh, I could actually do it in less time. Yeah, right. Ring Pop, it's going to take you about 12 minutes, to be honest. 12 minutes if you're being careful, okay?
If your saliva is slow.
Yeah, well, I told you I suffer from thick saliva. I told you that.
I thought you had fast saliva.
No.
They call right. you Spitball Joe.
All right, so we're going to... We're going to get started, I think, and we're going to play some games. We're going to play 3 games. One game's going to win. We're going to vote on it. You can use the chat. And we're going to play. Okay, so this first game is called Big Brother Orin. It's submitted by Noah Naman from Brooklyn, New York. Big Brother Orin, do you have a theme song, Manolo?
Yeah. Could I elicit some help?
Yeah, does anyone want to help Manolo with a theme song? Okay, Brian is holding a guitar but shaking.
But he's shaking his head.
What? Okay, what interesting. All right, let's see. Manolo, this one. Oh, yeah, okay, great. Aiden in Aiden? Kitchener, where is Aiden? Where are you?
I'm in Canada, like just a bit south of Toronto.
Yeah, perfect. That's what we want.
Yeah.
So you have an instrument with you in Kitchener?
I do. Right here.
The piano.
Is that an electric piano?
It is, yeah.
It's a Whirly?
It's just a Roland FP thing.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. So Aiden, you're prepared? You know the name of the game?
I already forget it.
Yeah.
What was it again?
Yeah, you sound like Manolo. It's Big Brother Orin.
Brig, that's a compliment. Take it as a compliment.
I do. Thank you. Okay, Big Brother Orin. Mm-hmm. Okay, how are we going to do this, Manola?
You can play, and then I'll sing. I might cry, though, because that's one of my favorite instruments.
Okay, okay.
Oh, Big Brother Orin, he's coming to the door. So everybody go hide. Better let out a snore.
Okay. Okay. Incredible job, Aiden. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good job.
Wonderful collaboration. Manolo, you really put a lot of pain into that song, and I appreciate that vulnerability.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Here we go. Here's what Noah writes. This game is dedicated to my nephew, superstar Orin, who became a Big Brother an hour ago. This game is called Big Brother Orin. Joe gives the listener a little brother problem. The listener explains how they would solve it as the big sibling. If Manolo thinks they're as good as Orin, they get a magnet.
Oh. Okay, so you have to be Big Brother Orin.
You have to beat Big Brother Orin.
Yeah, in the game of problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Big Brother Orin.
Yeah. Okay.
Any Big Brother song?
Oh, I get it. It's a play on the show Big Brother.
Is it?
So it's Big Brother Orin.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm
okay. Yeah.
There's no voting in this. No one's trapped in a house.
Big Brother Orin.
No one's,
yeah, I get it. I get it.
No one's spying on citizens. It's just helping
little
brothers.
So this is kind of what it is. Okay, so who's ready to be a big sibling? Who's ready to be a big sibling? We got a lot of people that want to play. Okay, looks like Chuck in San Antonio. Chuck in San Antonio. Who's playing this time?
I brought a big brother with me. This is Joey.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, Joey, you're going to play?
Yes.
Okay, Joey. You ready for your problem? Joey, I'm really mad because I lost my Legos in the pool.
Why would you have Legos in the pool?
I wanted to see if they were waterproof.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So what are you going to do? How are you going to fix it?
It depends on... If the pool has like a filtration, you might lose the Legos forever. I would probably ask someone to go out there, and then I would look for the Legos because it's not safe to go in a pool by yourself. So ask someone to be there, and then we'll go and look for the Legos and hopefully we can find them.
Mm. Oh, so you're saying like set the expectations kind of low, but also be safe.
Yes.
How would you,
Joey? I'd say this is pretty incredible advice. I mean, Orin has nothing on you. I mean, according to me, but I don't know. Manolo's the judge here, so we'll see what happens.
Can you go into that more? Like, how would you find the Lego in pool?
Well, I would probably search the deeper part first, and I would ask the little sibling to look in the shower area, and I'll rub my hands across the bottom so maybe I would feel them.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have a question. Yes? Would you dare try to rub your feet across the bottom, even though it might hurt if you step on them? Because time's ticking.
It would be a problem because when you rub your feet, you might float upwards. But if you rub your hands, you could kind of paddle towards the bottom of the
Use your feet as a propulsion and
And Manolo, I think the real question is, are your feet all raisiny already? Because then that's going to hurt. If you're like, if you already got like skin, you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. Did you ever like step on Legos after a nice bath?
Okay. Yeah. Listen, we're getting off track here. Okay.
Your foot.
Manolo, I need you to, I can't have you be reliving trauma right now. Okay. I need you to stay in the moment. All right. Save it for the minute. Okay, so now what do you think of Joey's answer?
I think that's a pretty sound solution.
You think it's better than Oren?
Yeah, I think Oren would have just been, buy a new one. Here's 20 bucks.
Well. Yeah. Joey, congratulations. You're getting our first custom magnet. Okay? Yeah. Really good work. Congratulations. Thank you so much. Okay, wow, we're off to a really tight start. Okay, really tight. Okay, so whoever's next is going to be it's hard. It's going to be hard for you. But who's going? Okay, great. We got it looks like Mackenzie in where would you be?
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Mackenzie, I'll put it to you now.
Okay.
It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
And
I forgot to get chocolates for all my closest friends.
Oh no. Well, if you go to the grocery store, they're probably going to be out of chocolates or they're going to be expensive. So you probably should get a bouquet of carrots instead. Because your friends are going to have so much chocolates and they're going to get sick. And so they're going to need some vegetables already. So.
And if I know all your friends, they all have glasses and they need better eye health.
It's true. All my friends have terrible vision. So
or I meant Joe as little brother. Mm. I mean, I'm sure yours do too. I think poor eyesight is trendy right now, but
Mm-hmm. So because you're thinking I get a bouquet of carrots.
Yeah. Chocolates are cliche and everyone else does that. So stand out as the best friend. Mm-hmm. You just need to go the other direction.
Okay. Okay. Now this is very interesting. I just want to check in with Joey really quick, just because Joey set the bar pretty high. Joey, do you think that the carrots is the way to go?
I don't know. If it was my little sister, then she would probably like chocolates a lot more than carrots.
Bite through them like a ring pop.
Yeah, well, what if they're out of chocolates? What if the grocery store is out of chocolates?
Or it's too expensive.
Yeah, then I think carrots would be. It would. I think if you're out of chocolates, then you probably need to think of something different. And carrots are they would. That's pretty cool.
Well, okay, so we actually got Joey's seal of approval on this, which is interesting. Thanks, Joey.
I think
a little sister, what would you want? Would you want carrots?
I would want to have fruit. It still has a lot of sugar, but it's also still healthy.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, we're getting a lot of input here. Okay, this is really helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to the San Antonio family. Thank you so much. Okay, now, Brad, you had something to say about this?
So, Mackenzie, your reasoning for getting the carrots is that they're going to eat too much chocolate. They're going to be sick to their stomachs. So you should get them carrots to help. But in my experience, vegetables don't really help with a stomach ache. What you need to do is get them Pepto-Bismol.
Mm.
Mm. You want to get that medicine for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I don't think you should be giving your friends drugs on...
Okay, interesting.
It's over the counter.
Interesting. Interesting different approaches. What do you think?
Aiden did mention that it's pink, and that's kind of Valentine's themed.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so what do you think, Manolo?
I like the idea of carrots as a bouquet. Sorry, Brad.
Okay, this is we got carrots, and that's a yes.
You know, it's reinforced with Joey's approval, and
it all feels right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it feels right, it feels right. Okay. Okay. Brad, this is going to be a huge blow, But Mackenzie's getting the magnet, okay?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, unfortunately, that's how it goes. Okay, so we might come back to Brad. Who knows? Okay, so we have...
That's how the carrot crumbles.
That's how the carrot crumbles. Okay, so who's... We're going to have one more person play this game, okay? We're going to have one more person play this game. And who's it going to be? And who's it going to be? Incredible. So many people want to play. Okay, Mason. Great. Okay, Mason, here we go. Okay. Mason?
We're ready.
All right.
Okay, Mason, you ready for your little brother problem?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so basically I'm trying to draw a cloud, and I don't know. Basically, every time I draw with the white colored pencil, basically it doesn't show up on the paper. And I just don't really know how to draw a cloud without, you know, with it showing up.
Yeah, well, drawing clouds is really difficult. I've always run into a problem with that myself. What I think helps, especially with white utensils, white colored pencils, or anything similar, use colored construction paper.
Ooh.
Okay.
You sound shocked, Joe.
I'm shocked.
Perplexed.
Pretty shocked.
I go to art school, so I got to learn something.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty freaking huge. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know if this is the best advice, but it seems pretty good. I do have to check in with Joey. I'm so sorry. Joey, how do you feel about just the colored paper approach?
The other option would be coloring the rest of the paper, but that would take a lot of time. So I think the paper is the right way to go, because construction paper is it's a really good use for art.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Joey, you know, Joey, he's got to be honest, you know, and yeah. Mason, actually, you got it right on the money. It seems like, so thank you, Joey. And, Manolo, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Joey that it seems like, going with colored construction paper would save you time so that you could draw another cloud.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, of a maybe smaller size, just, you know, so you have extra time.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I'd say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mason. Looks like you got yourself a custom magnet.
Good work, Mason.
Well, another custom magnet. Incredible. It looks like we do have a real life siblings here. Marissa, you have a sibling here?
Yes. Brian is my big brother. Problem.
For real? For
and
real?
For real. And I am the little brother solution.
For real? Let me tell you, Brian. For real?
For real? What? For real? I helped her draw a lot of clouds.
For real?
Yeah. That's my sister. Look at us. Look at me. Now look at her.
Oh,
now
I see it. Okay. Now I'm...
Don't look at this. Look at me now.
Okay. I see it.
You see it?
Hey, Marissa, can you put your hand over your mouth?
Put your hand over your mouth.
Let me go get my beard.
Okay. Okay, yeah. They're siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both genetically know how to do that.
Yeah, they don't need masks.
Do you want to draw a cloud? Marissa, do you want to draw a cloud?
Uh-oh, Joe might be frozen.
Joe is frozen at the moment that we're going to make this podcast completely
or
visual.
Maybe she's maybe she's just angry.
Oh, she left.
Oh, she left. She'll call.
She's so angry she left.
Yeah, she stormed out.
Like a cloud.
Yes. Now she's crying. I don't know. Man. See, this is why I'm not a good host by myself, is because I don't know what to do. Were you supposed to... What?
You could have us play a game.
What? Do you have a little brother problem, Marissa?
Oh. Oh, little brother problem.
Like a real life one that you had. Did you ever go to Brian for advice?
Sure. We were talking the other night about how one time he babysat me and he put on the movie Chucky. And I was too scared to watch, but too scared to leave the room.
Oh, so, man.
Maybe that's the problem. What do you do when you're too scared to watch, but too scared to leave the room?
I've been in that situation. Well, Brian, as a big brother, what did you do?
Is this the
Did you make her watch it?
Well, before I answer that, I just want to know what the stakes are. Is this, are we playing the game right now? Is a custom magnet on the table?
Yeah.
So this is my answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Marissa, what is your question? Why are you making me watch a scary movie?
Yeah.
What do I do if I'm too scared to watch but too scared to leave?
I would say that you need to deal with that. I think you need to deal with that head on, because this is, just a little sampling of what you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your adult life, which is being stuck between two very difficult situations. And I think the true answer is finding peace within yourself and realizing that both stimuli are not optimal, but, oh, look, there's a cloud.
Focus, Chuck. I mean, Brian.
Sorry. Suck it up and let this be a lesson to you. End of advice.
I don't know.
No?
No.
That's great advice.
No,
she's going to be stronger. She'll be stronger.
Listen.
It's just a movie.
There's enough things in Chucky's in life that'll... No, I would say no.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Okay, I respect that. I'm not proud of my response. Had been my response.
Well, I would say as punishment, you have to soothe Marissa with a song after Chucky is over.
That's a good punishment.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Do it right now.
Oh, don't worry about this movie. It's an inanimate object and magical thinking is a phase of development that will eventually pass.
Okay, good work. Wait, Alex, is Joe unmuted?
Yeah, okay. Hi.
All right. Okay. So how is this going to work now?
I won the magnet. Sorry.
Hey, what happened?
I won the magnet.
That was Brian. Oh no. We've never done this before, have we?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Hey,
Manolo, you're going to have to host the show.
I tried. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same
Manolo,
joke.
You're going to have to host the show. I'll just judge, okay? I'm sorry.
Oh no. Are you going to do theme songs?
Yeah, I'll do theme songs, but I don't know who to do them with because I don't have the camera.
All right, I'll set it up.
Okay.
Good luck, Manolo. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Manolo.
All right. Okay, the next game that we're going to play. Oh, wait, I have to mute Brian. There, okay. It's like that game, the game where I was forced to switch with Joe. Okay, so this next game is called Food Kebabs, submitted by eighth graders Sarah, Sydney, and Grace from Wakefield School in the Plains, Virginia. And wait, Jeremy, let me unmute.
What? What'd you just say?
There. Okay, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. Hi.
Wait, what are your names?
The game show. Woo!
What's your name?
Woo!
Yeah, it's Amara and Reyna.
Amara and Reyna. Joe, do you have any questions for Amara and Reyna?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, basically, like, if you had any ideas for the tone of what the theme song should be.
Upbeat.
Oh, interesting. Okay, okay. Oh, and do you have an instrument with you?
Yeah.
We have two. A ukulele what? And a drum. I don't know how okay. to play the ukulele, but I do know how to play the drum.
Okay, yeah, cool. No, that makes sense.
And who's,
okay.
whose ukulele is that?
My mom's. My dad said we could use it.
Okay, so they could use it, right, Joe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
So, do you want me to do vocals, or are you going to do vocals?
We can sing together.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'm more of a soloist, but I'll harmonize, okay?
All right. The name of the song is called Food Kebabs.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Food kebabs,
food
kebabs. You're delicious
food kebabs. Food kebabs, food kebabs, food kebabs, food kebabs. Food kebabs, food kebabs. Food kebabs, food kebabs. They're delicious food kebabs.
You're delicious food kebabs. We love you. Yummy.
Yay.
Wow, that felt right.
All right. I liked that your internet cut out right when we get to the game with too many words, but I'll try. It's basically a letter, so okay. here's the rules. Dear Manolo and Joe, top of the morning to you. Do you listen to Ed Sheeran? Cool. We do as well.
Oh.
Now you should play our game, Food Kebabs. Our names are Sarah, Sydney, and Grace. We are eighth graders at Wakefield School. We love to listen to your podcast in our composition class. Food kebabs. You just met a sweet guy from Germany named Schnitzel, and he's trying to take you out to eat. Sadly, he's trying to take you out to eat because he's sweet and from Germany.
Oh, okay.
So sadly, he just moved to America not long ago and doesn't know how to pronounce American restaurants and food places. Oh no. Uh-huh. You can't understand what he's saying. Use your interpretation skills to figure it out and have your fun date. Manolo will sound out these food places in Schnitzel's accent, and if players can figure it out, they win a custom magnet. Great.
Well, that sounds pretty fun.
So wait, should you do it? Or should I do it?
I don't have it. I don't. Well, let me see if I can get it up.
Can I text it to you?
Well, hold on. It might be saved. Oh, I have it still.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. So who wants to play this game where Joe will say a word and you try to guess what restaurant it is? Joe from Reno, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Oh. Hey Joe. How's it going?
Weird.
It's a little quiet. There's no echo.
Okay. Good.
All right. Do you have any questions for Joe? Joe?
Who?
I think I'm ready.
How about Joe?
Yeah, I have some questions.
Joe's from Reno.
Joe from Reno. I just had a couple of questions. One of them was basically what restaurants have you had experience with?
You know, the major chains. I guess I'd probably be familiar with those. I imagine that's what they're going to be doing, you know, since everybody's familiar, but who knows?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, can I give a shout out to your guest appearance on Mike Birbiglia's podcast?
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you're doing this to me right now.
It was so good. I just want to tell all your listeners to
get out of here. I can't believe he's doing this. Okay, all right, I'm moving on. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Well, the one problem is that it looks like Sarah, Sydney, and Grace did not give us the correct answers.
Well, that's true.
So
we're just going to have to guess.
By default, correct.
Well, yeah. We'll okay.
Remember, you have to ready? Do it in a German accent.
I know.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Buff pillow, willied winks.
Oh.
That wasn't German.
Yeah, what'd I think say? That. I think you got it. Yeah,
I think it's mm-hmm. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
He said, "All right, well, Joe."
Yeah, no, I heard.
Okay.
You get a custom magnet.
Yeah, you get a custom magnet. All right. Who's next? Who wants to play next? Jeremy.
Okay, you ready?
Hey, I want to win a custom magnet.
Yeah, from Sequim, Washington.
Okay. Man,
a lot of people pronounce it Sequim, but it's Squim.
Swim.
Squim. It's a little hard to say, but.
Yeah. I have trouble.
Who is this?
Yeah, who are the kids' names again?
Amara and Reina.
Amara and Reina.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I remember we had a band together. Okay. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. Spoonick.
That wasn't German, Joe.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hade. Spoonick.
Spoonick.
Let's go get a slushy at Spoonick.
Is it a spoon that tastes weird?
What did you say to me?
Is it a spoon that tastes weird?
It seems about right. I mean, we don't have the correct answer, so it seems like it could be a spoon that tastes weird. Yeah.
Like a ring pop? No, like
a ring pop?
Oh, yeah, like a ring pop.
I think that's correct, right?
Yeah, I think it's a spoon that tastes weird. That's that national chain. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's right.
Yeah, that's where you get spoons.
Okay, perfect.
Wow, congrats. You got a magnet.
Yeah. Bed, spoon, and beyond.
Yay.
Nice work. Okay.
Good job.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Who wants to go next? Who didn't go? Should I pick somebody?
Yeah.
Urs from Winterthur, Switzerland?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Urs, this is kind of tricky because these are all, it looks like American chains. Are you familiar with any American chains?
Well, I watch a lot of NBA basketball and there's some weird commercials on there sometimes. So,
like for what?
Kinda. Like fast food that looks like it comes from some weird dystopia.
Could you explain more about that?
Well, it's all very cheesy.
You think there's too much cheese?
Yeah, I can't abide that as someone from Switzerland.
Yep. So what's your ideal, like, what's your ideal food?
Falafel, probably.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, here we go. This is going to be kind of hard for you, but I think you'll be ready with all that NBA. Okay, so here we go. It's Little Chesters.
That's a hard one.
Little Caesars?
Yeah.
I think that's actually correct. Yeah, I think it is actually correct. Okay, slam but dunk. You're that. I mean, this is a real big slam dunk. So I'm going to give you another one. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. Peppa Junes.
I think it's Papa John's.
Okay, incredible, incredible. I think you are an American undercover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, okay, you get this is really incredible. You want to do one more?
Yeah, sure.
For three I'm magnets.
Okay, for three magnets, here we go. Out and up burger.
That's how Germans do pronounce it.
That's a schnitzel. That's very great. Mm-hmm. It's In-N-Out Burger.
Oh my gosh! Incredible work. This is an incredible accomplishment for the entire world. You really did it. You really did it. Yep.
Yeah. Good job.
Myself.
Wonderful.
You should be proud of yourself. Wow. You're getting three custom magnets.
Oh my! Right. You're gonna have to ship them all the way here.
Yeah.
Wow. And it'll be worth it. And it'll be worth it.
Yeah, they're individually wrapped too. So hope you have that unboxing video ready. Okay. Bye. All right. Should we do one more or go to our sponsor?
Well, what do you think, Manolo? It kind of, I mean, it was pretty much ended on a bang. I mean, somebody not even from America named three purely American chains. One of them that doesn't even have national commercials. But you want to keep going?
Hmm.
You're the host.
Oh, man, I didn't ask to do this. Joe, if you suddenly, like, I don't know, had to resign from some scandal or passed away, I don't think I'd be able to take over. I'd be a bad vice president.
So you're saying if I died, you're not going to keep doing Dr. Game Show?
I think I would give it to Alex, the host.
And no, then, I just want to tell you that if you died, I wouldn't keep doing Dr. Game Show.
You wouldn't get Alex to be vice host?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Alex is going to start his own podcast. Mr. Game Show.
Yeah, he has to pay for his school. All right. So back. Wait. Yeah. So do you want to say a word from our sponsor?
Oh, yeah. And now a word from our sponsor.
All right. Good job, Joe.
This episode of Dr. Game Show is sponsored in part by Magic Spoon.
Yeah, that yummy, healthy cereal.
That's very exciting and tastes good and is really fun flavors without all the bad stuff.
That's what I say.
That's what I say. With 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs, 140 calories in each serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
Also, the blueberry flavor's back, which is wonderful. It's a delicious flavor, especially if you put real blueberries in there. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Or you could build your own box with cocoa, fruity, frosted peanut butter, and cinnamon.
I love the cinnamon so much. I think that might be my favorite.
Really?
Cinnamon like or maybe fruity.
Have you mixed any?
No, I don't mix them. I eat them one at a time.
Mm. You should try peanut butter and cocoa.
You did that?
Yeah. It felt like eating a Reese's peanut butter cup floating in oat milk.
Dang, you really know how to sell these foods for sure.
It was so good. What can I say?
I do like it. I do like it. I think I like pour in the milk and then like there's like this perfect point where you like you just have to let it sit for like maybe 12 seconds and then you go to town and it's perfect.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's you have to kind of let it sit for like a little tiny bit.
But some cereals, you have to eat it right away or else it turns to mush. This is not like that.
No.
You know what I mean? But you do, it's like there's a perfect point. It's like when you're drinking a hot cup of coffee, there's that perfect point where you're like, this is the time to drink it. Wowie, wowie.
Yeah, and it gives you more time to watch your favorite show while eating it.
To watch your favorite show while eating it. Bugs Bunny and Friends.
That's how I do breakfast.
Well, listen, you can go to magicspoon.com/gameshow to grab some blueberry or a custom bundle of cereal to try today. And be sure to use our promo code GAMESHOW at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is good now anywhere in the U.S. or Canada.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with no questions asked.
That's magicspoon.com/gameshow and use the code GAMESHOW to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Magic Spoon. The Max Fun Drive 2021 is coming.
That's right. It'll be May 3rd to May 14th.
You won't want to miss it.
Brilliant EPS, which is short for episodes. Drive exclusive gifts.
Which is short for giftsicles.
And maybe some surprises.
Which is short for surprise-y-o-zies-os. Come back May 3rd for the Max Fun Drive.
That's short for Maximum Fun Drivicles.
We here at Dr. Game Show want you to check out the show Reading Glasses.
Yeah, it's a show designed to help you read better, no matter what you read or how you read it.
It's dedicated to solving all your reading problems, like figuring out how to get a book back from someone who borrowed it, finding the best reading light, or helping you find more time to read.
Yep, and it's hosted by Bree Grant and Mallory O'Meara every Thursday.
Check out Reading Glasses. This episode is sponsored in part by Green Chef.
Green Chef is the first USDA-certified organic meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well, easy and affordable with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or just looking to eat healthier, there's a range of recipes to suit any diet or preference.
But that's what the adults say. Listen to the kids. It's cool.
Yeah. Green Chef makes cooking easy with dinner options that work for your lifestyle, not the other way around.
Don't listen to mom and dad. Kids, listen to me. It's an awesome dinner.
Yeah, and recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. What'd you say, kid?
It's awesome. Do you think this is a really good way to do the commercial?
Yes. Oh. No, I think it's perfect.
I think it's pretty good because you don't expect the other person in their 30s to pretend to be a kid.
Yeah, and it says
you don't expect that.
They said that we'd love for you to give it your own creative spin,
and we really did give it a creative spin. Sometimes we just wiggle it around a little bit, but this one we did a full 180 spin. You understand?
A full 360.
Mm-hmm. So we listen. Do you want to switch and be the kid for the rest of this?
Okay.
We always cook it, and it's very delicious. We love to eat salads, and we love to eat the. They always come with a nice little side dish. And the main courses are full flavor, and they're relatively easy to follow. You the directions are clear. And you end up making something you wouldn't expect to make, but it ends up being a nice addition to your weekly dinner plans.
Mama, I want a vegan. I want a vegan salad kit, please. Can I have a paleo sandwich after a workout?
Go to greenchef.com/90gameshow and use code 90gameshow to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/90gameshow and code 90gameshow for $90 off.
Yum, 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 yum. Healthy fat.
What?
That was my keto baby. Healthy fat. Yum, 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 yum.
We definitely gave it our own creative spin.
I'm really sorry about the internet. I know this feels like a ploy to get you to be a more active presence on the podcast, but I promise you that is not what is happening.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how you do with the Joe Minute. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this next game. Right?
Okay.
This next game.
Yeah.
If anyone remembers from the last episode, is Dr. Dog Bagel. And the rules are by Mitchell Keys from Auburn, Alabama. Do you need help with a theme song, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to accompany Joe? Oh, okay. Ami and Greg. Is it Ami?
It's Amy.
Amy. Darn. From Puddux, Oregon.
Portland.
Okay.
The airport thing, Puddux.
Puddux.
What instrument is that?
What instrument is that? Harp?
No, just a regular old guitar.
Guitar harp.
From Greg.
Okay.
Are we ready for a theme song?
And who's doing the vocals here? What's happening?
I think that's a Joe Firestone special.
Okay. Doctor Dog Bagel, Doctor Dog Bagel, Bagel's food with the hole. Dog is an animal with teeth.
Wow, good job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, time to read. Joe names a celebrity. Oh, brother. Joe names a celebrity. The contestants will say what ingredients they would put on or in a bagel for that celebrity's pet dog. If Manolo thinks it is a good dog bagel, then he'll say, "That's yummy," and the winner gets a custom magnet. If he does not think it is a good bagel, he says, "No thanks," and they get nothing. No chocolate or grapes.
Okay. Did I tell you what Loaf did?
What did Loaf do? I'm sure you haven't.
Loaf. Oh, so we got a package sent to us that was a box of 12 oatmeal raisin cookies, and Loaf opened the package and ate 8 of the cookies and then stopped because he wasn't hungry anymore, and then he put the lid back on.
What? Wait, so it was a box with a lid, and he opened it and then ate.
It was like a tin of cookies inside of a cardboard box that was shipped to us, and then he managed to rip open the cardboard box, and then he opened the tin of cookies, ate 8 of them, decided he was full, and then somehow put the tin lid back on the tin.
Wow. Inara is shocked. Did I say that word? I forget.
But then, so the problem is the dogs can't have raisins unless raisins are cooked, and then it's easier for dogs to digest raisins. But it's hard to know if, you know, technically raisins get cooked in the cookies. And then, so then we had to take them to throw up. And then the dog, they had to count how many raisins were in the throw up to make sure they got all the raisins out.
Is there a set number of raisins per cookie?
Well, you have to imagine there's at least, I don't know. I mean, I mean, I don't know if anybody on this, you know, Zoom is a raisin expert, but I mean, you'd have to guess probably 8 raisins per cookie, you know, if you think about it.
That's a lot of raisins.
You're looking for about 64 raisins, you know, maybe, yeah.
How many raisins did they count?
I think they counted about 48 raisins, so a few of them got, you know, they got in there.
So you took the dog to a specific throw up place, or does the hospital do it?
The vet. You take the dog to the vet. Yeah.
Okay. So they have like a throw up machine there.
I don't think it's a machine, but
okay. How do they do it? Do they just stick their finger in there?
No, you get a pill that gets up the throw up.
Oh, okay. It's just a pill with more raisins in it. All right. Who wants to play Dr. Dog Bagel? Chuck? Or let's go with Hannah first.
Hi.
Hannah?
Hi.
This is Hannah with the recorder.
Yep.
Hi, Hannah.
I'm not going to play it again. It's the only song I know.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, so, Hannah, I'm sorry, Hannah, could you please play it again?
Absolutely not.
Please, Hannah, please play it again.
Hannah, please.
We need it. No, a lot of people forgot what the podcast they're listening to. They don't remember.
You have to jog their memory.
We were asked by the execs to put the song in twice throughout the episode.
Yeah, for sure, I know.
Hannah, honestly, if you don't do it live, then we're gonna have to have Alex edit it and put what you just put at the beginning again right now.
Alex can't do that. That's, you don't have the production budget. It's not possible.
I know, Hannah. Don't remind us. Maybe we got Alex, another sponsorship from Gravestone Pizza, but otherwise we're at a loss.
All right. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
sorry. Professional.
Yay!
Wow, thank you so much. That really meant a lot. Thank you so much.
Really,
okay.
Really welcome.
Okay, so Manolo, do you want to name a celebrity or do you want me to?
I don't know that many celebrities. I think you keep in touch with pop culture more.
Okay. Okay, right. So here we go. So Hannah, are you ready?
Super ready.
Okay. I'm going to go with just, you know, we've already mentioned it's kind of a throwback. I'm going to put out Ed Sheeran.
Okay. So what is Ed Sheeran putting on his dog's bagel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think this is a good game just kind of off the bat? Do you think this is a good that we're playing this?
Yeah. No, I think this is a beautifully like, I've studied some game theory, and I think according to classic game theory, this is how a game should work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Where is Ed Sheeran from? England? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. An enthusiastic note from Mary. Great, let's put some British stuff on there. beans. Like the beans that they put with full English breakfasts. Beans.
Mm-hmm.
And then also clotted cream. And also some room temperature Guinness, just baked into the dough. Guinness bagel with beans and cream. Good for dogs.
Right. Well, Manolo, what do you think? Is that that's yummy, or is that a no thanks?
I would say that's yummy.
Interesting.
So delicious.
Oh, Hannah, I'm so sorry. It looks like you're getting a custom mega, but Alex is like texting me. It's an emergency. The network needs you to play the song one more time before you go.
It's an emergency.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. I need everybody to dance hard to this, okay?
All right. Okay, that'll read. Yeah, that'll read in the audio. Thank
this
you.
This is a visual medium, so I just really need everybody to bring it. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
My cat start to scream but he does it every time I play.
Yeah, wow. I saw your cat in the background walked across the room with the luggage and exited.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Well, thanks, Hannah. Really appreciate it. The network is really grateful for what you've done. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank.
It was worth it.
Can I have a custom magnet?
Yeah, you're getting a custom magnet.
Good work.
Thanks.
Okay, can I pick a Mary from Tyler, Texas?
Okay.
Hi there.
Hi, Mary.
Do you have questions for Mary, Joe?
Yeah. I do have questions for Mary. So, Mary, do you have a dog?
I do.
What's the dog's name? Really? I had a dog named Bernie.
Aw. He looked like little Saint Bernard when he was a baby.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like the little Saint Bernard when he was a baby.
And Mary, just so we know, are you a celebrity?
No.
Okay. And do you think that you'd ever give your dog a bagel? Is there a world where you would do that?
You know, after 2020, I'm not really making any decisions about the future. So maybe it's open for interpretation.
Okay. Because sometimes celebrities act crazy. So, you know, they're always giving their dogs bagels, you understand? You know, I'm glad you're open to the idea.
I try to stay down to earth, but you just never can say, you know.
Yeah, I know that's one of my goals as well. So Mary, you're familiar with like pretty much a lot of celebrities?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say Betty Boop.
Oh, yes. a very two-dimensional character with a lot to pull from. Oh, boy. Oh, no.
You know, Betty Boop, you know, she's really into having bangs and being flirty. Okay, so that's kind of, if that helps you with the bagel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And know, she's, she also sings, so that's three dimensions.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them. All I can think of is the garter that she wears on her leg, which is bagel.
Oh, you want to? So you want to put the garter on a bagel?
Yeah, it's like a perfect fit. And you know, dogs love getting into laundry, so like maybe he helps himself.
And what kind of bagel is it? Just is it like sesame or what is it?
I mean, I think that would qualify as an everything bagel at this point.
Oh, an everything bagel. Right, yeah. With the garter on it. It's everything bagel with the garter on it. Yeah. Perfect. And so, I mean, that seems really good to me. I don't know. Manoa, is that going to be a that's yummy or a no thanks?
I mean, I have to put on my dog thinking helmet on and think if I do like garters on bagels. And I would say yes.
Woo! Whoa!
That's yummy.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I have to ask this, but Manolo,
It's on your dog's Viking helmet. Do you have floppy ears or pointy ones?
They're floppy. Why?
I knew it.
Yeah,
did
I mean.
You even have to ask, Joe. I mean.
Yeah, I know. This is really helpful. Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't know. I didn't know if you had pointy ears or your helmet or your dog's Viking helmet. Mary, congratulations. So your cousin made it.
Woo. Good work. Just to point
good
out.
Good work.
Is it Inara? I keep forgetting. Inara? Amara? Amara? Amara?
What are you trying to
it's
say to
Amara.
Me?
Amara.
Amara.
Oh my
Amara. God. Amara is wearing a helmet.
Amara, you're wearing a helmet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, Urs is wearing a hat now.
I'm going to be famous.
Yeah. Amara's going to be famous.
I was wearing a
hat. Well, this is an excellent start. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So, Urs was wearing a hat the whole time. All right. Great. Should we pick one more?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Amara, are you ready?
Oh, wait, Amara?
Okay. No, never mind. No. I thought
okay,
I wanted Amara okay. to say that. What are you doing?
I'm going to pick John from Los Angeles.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
John, this is probably the easiest game for you because you're in the home of so many celebrities.
Yeah. They're running about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scampering like pests.
So yeah. Who am I fixing this bagel up for today?
Kira Sedgwick.
Oh, I'm not sure. But her last name sounds like Wedge, so maybe I'll put a wedge of lettuce on a cranberry bagel for her dog.
And dogs eat cranberries or wedge
lettuce? They can definitely eat cranberries. And they can munch lettuce. I mean, wedge of lettuce on a cranberry bagel. What are you, a celebrity chef? And it's an incredible food.
Well, it's low calorie and, mm-hmm. I think there's probiotics somewhere in there.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely probiotics in a cranberry bagel with a wedge of lettuce. I'm surprised they haven't thought of that yet.
That sounds good.
Me too. Somebody call their governor.
Somebody call the governor. That's true. And I hope that's not the winning game, but it could likely be. So, okay. So, what do you think, Manolo? Do you think that's yummy or a no thing?
Well, I think as a Hollywood guy, I think that's yummy.
Well. Okay.
All right.
That's the exact attitude we want to hear. John, thank you so much. Somebody called the governor. Perfect work.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. All right. You have a nice day. Okay.
Do you want to check in with anybody, Joe?
Yeah.
Who do you want to check in with?
I don't remember who's there. So, if anybody wants to, if ever anybody looks like they need to check in, this might be the time. Did we not talk to anybody?
I think that's everyone. Chuck has a thumbs up.
Oh, Chuck wants to talk?
I think Lucy wants
put Chuck
to play
on.
The Beagle game.
Lucy wants to play. Of course.
Hey, Lucy?
She mainly knows YouTubers, though. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, me too. Perfect. Okay.
Oh, and Harry Potter characters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know those celebrities. Okay. Hey, Lucy? Lucy?
You have to talk louder.
Yeah?
I just wanted to apologize for saying you had a big ego, for saying you could eat a ring pop in a minute.
Did that hurt your feelings, Lucy?
No, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, then I still feel it. Okay, so...
I've actually only ever had 2 ring pops, so it's not actually that good of an
estimate. Oh, what kind of candy would you say you eat more of?
Not tell.
anything she can get her hands on, really. She hides it from us.
Yeah, I get it. I was a candy hider myself until the ants came. And the ants never stopped coming, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so Lucy, your celebrity is going to be Luna Lovegood.
That's one of her favorites.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so what's Luna Lovegood putting on a bagel for her dog?
It's one of those things that's going on there.
Yeah.
Oh, a dirigible plum.
Yeah.
What? What is that?
It's a big peach-like thing that flies.
Eh?
The food.
Eh? I don't know any flying foods.
What else would she put on it?
What about like a cheese Hufflepuff? So like something for a bat.
She's Ravenclaw.
Oh, she's Ravenclaw. Okay. I'm wrong.
Yeah, it seems like you really messed up there, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm good at messing up.
Yeah, it's a big, big mess up. I mean, I don't know how many times people in my life have said to me, Luna Lovegood, classic Hufflepuff, and I have to pull them aside. You know, and it's embarrassing for everybody.
Hickory, who's a classic Hufflepuff.
What?
Yeah, she's throwing you under the bus now. It's Cedric Diggory. Get your act together.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yes, Cedric Diggory. Right. Rest in peace. You know what I mean? No spoilers, but for real.
What?
Okay. It's no big deal, Manolo. Don't worry about it. Okay, right. So Lucy, sorry. So Luna Lovegood is going to put anything else on the bagel besides, what was that?
Dirigible peach, dirigible plums.
Trying to think of more weird
maybe foods. Just candies from the candy shop.
I'm trying to think of something Quibbler related or something like that.
Yes, something Quibbler related, yeah.
Maybe a Crumplehorn Snorkack or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
You have to tell what those are.
Can those things fly?
No, no, they can't.
Would you feed it to her pygmy puff?
She doesn't. It's Jenny who has it on.
Ooh, bouncing bananas. I like that, Marissa.
Marissa said bouncing bananas.
Okay. Which well,
I guess it's from a book also.
I think that's what you
Lucy.
Have.
Okay.
I mean, Lucy, what you're describing is a pretty large bagel. So, I think we can stop you there. But I just want to say, Manolo, whatever you're thinking this bagel tastes like, you're totally off. Okay, so just keep that in mind when you decide if it's that's a yummy or a no thanks.
I was going to think that it tasted like part chicken and part plum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, well, we don't know because Harry Potter's a fictional world and... nobody in the book has ever eaten one of those things.
Mm. That's the most frustrating things about books is because I have no idea what the food tastes like over there.
Yeah, over there.
What's the Hufflepuff common room looks like?
Ugh, the worst.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of complaints to throw down, about fiction for sure. You know, before we delve into that, Manolo, do you want to go ahead and just take your best guess?
Well, my dog helmet says that's yummy.
Well,
yay! And I also
cut some magnet
side of butterbeer.
Okay, wow, we're getting wild for breakfast.
That's a party.
Okay, that's pretty wild. So it looks like pretty much everybody has one Dr. Dog bagel. Incredible. I think we've made the best of what seemed like a pretty bad game. But listen, we've played Big Brother Oren. We played food kebabs, and we played Dr. Dog Bagel. So, Manolo, do you think it's time for everybody to vote?
Yeah. How do you want to go about this, Joe?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
Maybe you could just.
Unmute everybody?
Maybe you could just. No. Okay. Maybe what you could do is read. People could vote in the chat, and you could read them, and I'll tally them. Okay.
All right. Time to read again. All right.
Okay.
Let's go. Big Brother Oren. Big Brother Oren. BBO. Call the governor. Could be like Big Brother Oren, but with adult problems. I vote Big Brother Oren.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dog Puke. Big Brother Oren.
Puke?
Dr. Dog Puke.
Oh, okay, great.
Big Brother Oren. Dr. Ring Pop. Raisins per throw up. Dr. Switch host roll show, which is, I don't vote for. BBO. Bagel. Dr. Ring Pop. Dr. What sandal will Joe have to resign from? I don't understand that.
Okay.
Scandal.
Yeah.
To resign from? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now Hannah's changing it to, sorry, I'm changing my vote to Dr. Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Joe has to resign from the show because of a scandal. And we have to say what scandal, and then Manolo judges.
Mm-hmm.
Alex says, Dr. Hello, my name is Manolo, and I'm not reading. I'm just talking and wanted to say I love hosting. brother.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that's it.
It looks like the resounding winner.
No one's flooding the chat because you're not here, Joe.
Huh. Well. Wow.
Okay, so who won?
Well, it just is interesting. You know, it's like I'm saying all the time how the saboteurs are so awful. They're relentless. They're terrible. But if I'm not there, what are they saboteuring, you know? And it's interesting that maybe all this time I've been enabling them by being against them. You understand?
Mason says that Joe is the caller now, it seems. How does that feel?
It feels humbling. It feels humbling. All right, well, it looks like Big Brother Oren is the winning game, which means congratulations to Noah. Really nice work.
Yeah,
and congrats to Oren for being a Big Brother.
Yeah, congrats, Oren.
Oren.
All right.
So, Manolo. So Manolo, you now need to do the special thanks, right? While I sing us out.
Yeah. Joe, do you want someone to accompany you as you sing us out?
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to accompany? Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, or Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Ryan says Hannah.
Hannah should lead. Hannah should lead. She slays on that. She slays on that little axe of hers.
But I only know one song.
Hannah. The network is asking if you could do it again.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the closing credits?
They're at the top.
They're at the top.
We're in a different key, Brian.
I'm following you.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to thank producer Alex Aiden, mixer Andy Christens, recorded remotely via Zoom, theme song by Big Huge. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Buy a t-shirt from Dr. Game Show, designed by Manolo at MaxFunStore.com. Feel free to send us fan art or your theme songs to drgameshow@gmail.com.
Yay. Wow, hypnotic. A hypnotic episode, says the AV Club. Incredible. Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you all very much for being here and doing this. And Manolo, thank you for hosting. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry that my technology has failed us.
It's okay. So every time I co-host Dr. Game's show, I always notice that Joe is a little checked out. And this is the part of the show where we get to see what Joe is actually thinking of through the whole episode. Are you ready, Joe? Your minute begins now.
All right. Well, for a present, I got sent some disposable cameras. And so I got the disposable camera out last night, and I was taking pictures. But I just realized that with a disposable camera, it's so much obvious you're taking pictures of people than with a phone. And there's also pressure to, like, get rid of the camera, like, to get all 27 pictures done so you can go get it developed. And I was just thinking about how, like, I was taking all these pictures trying to get through the camera, you know, and I don't know how the pictures are going to turn out. But once I get them, I might never see those people again. And then I just have printed out pictures, which seems even more significant than I'd ever want to give. Do you know what I mean? It seems like it's like, whoa, you have a printed out picture of that person. You must really be obsessed with them. Is that your mother? No, no, just somebody I saw. And it just seems like it's, I'm kind of wondering what to do with the pictures after I developed them. And it just seems kind of interesting to have them with me. You know what I mean? Even though it's not my mom.
Oh, interesting. Maybe you should send them to the, just go straight to the thrift store, you know, for someone else to discover.
Okay.
How many cameras do you have?
Two.
Whoa. That's a big box of thrift store pictures.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that was the Joe Minute.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, Manolo. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.